I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Dave, thanks for tuning in to the Annie Fry, or calling in the Annie Fry Show today. And Annie's on maternity leave, Dave. She had her fourth child, little Molly, last week. We're all very excited for her. And so,
yay!
I'm filling in this week, and Ryan and Katie are here, and I think John Hancock may be in next week.
Yep.
So, anyway, Dave, we're keeping the big bus between the ditches, as they say. And thanks for I know you're a busy guy, Dave, because everyone's talking about the weather this weekend, and you like to do
absolutely.
That. Absolutely. So, Dave,
that's all I like to do.
That's all you like to do. That's it. That's it. That's all he does. Yeah.
Yep.
That and plants. He's a big gardening guy. I know that.
That's right.
So, yeah. So Dave, give us the 30,000 foot. What are we looking at today into tonight and tomorrow?
Okay, we're not at the hottest point of the day yet. This time of year, remember, we're now in the longest days of the year. So the hottest point is between about 3:30 and 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I still kind of like that number of 100 degrees here in St. Louis. Lots of sunshine. The humidity is up a touch. It's not extreme, but it's up a little bit compared to where we have been the last 2 days. Dew points right around 69, 70. That's the number we start to feel it a little bit. And that will tend to keep the temperature down a degree or two. 100 is the record from 1953. So we should at least tie that record. Once we get to that point, I always hope, well, you know what, if we're going to be 100, we might as well hit 101 instead of the record just for the fun of it. It's been a long time. July 14th of 2018 is the last time we were 100-plus here in the St. Louis area. So it's been quite a while. It's still going to be hot this evening. If you're planning any kind of activity, think 90s, in the 90s until about 10 o'clock tonight, and we'll drop back to 75. Yeah, that's part of the problem of a heat wave in St. Louis is the limited cool down at night. Saturday and Sunday, partly sunny. It's hot. The humidity should be a little bit higher, 95 each day, Saturday and Sunday, just a slight chance of a spot thunderstorm. I wouldn't worry about them at all. Monday is one of these transition days. There's a pretty good cool front dropping in, but I think it's going to take much of the day to get here. There'll be some scattered thunderstorms around, so temperatures could be bouncing all over the place if you get under a storm. But on Monday, I'm still going to call it kind of hot and humid. I wouldn't be surprised if we hit 90 for the high on Monday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and maybe even Friday, there is hope on the horizon. We are talking much cooler temperatures, daytime highs on Tuesday and Wednesday, upper 70s to near 80 degrees, and in the 50s at night with low humidity. So it's going to be a dramatic change coming back at us.
Is it too early to ask about 4th of July weekend yet? Do you have any idea what that's going to be like?
Too early.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this.
I'm honest with you. It's just too early.
No, that's fine. I just, if you're planning on going boating or if you're going to be outside, I just didn't know, if we could get a general idea.
I do think that the hottest part of June, we're going to come out of that. And I think the last 2 weeks of June will be relatively pleasant. Still summertime, but relatively pleasant for St. Louis. Does that take us to the 4th of July weekend? I'm not sure. For us to have a pleasant 4th of July weekend is almost impossible. But things are looking okay for the next 2 weeks once we get past Monday.
I heard you say yesterday that one of the reasons that it's so hot right now is because we have such dry ground. Is it worth the trade if we got some rain, and it brought the temperature down, would that just raise the heat index because it'd be more humid then, though?
You have it right on the money. Yes, that's the catch. And the heat indexes the last couple of days have really been almost non-existent. They're up a little bit today because the humidity is up. But if this was a typical St. Louis summer day, the heat indexes on a day like this would be 110, 112 degrees. We're not going to see that.
Mm-hmm. Dave, would you remind our listeners, what did you generally say about July and August in your long range forecast? Like what type of July and August are we going to have?
July looks like kind of a typical July, but I don't see it being an extreme month of heat and humidity. I'm a little concerned about humidity more than heat. I don't think July is the hottest of the summer. I think August is probably the hottest month of the summer, especially the third and fourth weeks of August.
Okay, very good. So, Dave, just to recap, lots of heat, little bit of humidity building in through the weekend, and then we're going to slowly get a shift on Monday. Is that right?
You're right. Yeah, Monday's the transition day. When we wake up Tuesday morning, you'll walk out the door and go, oh, yeah.
Okay.
This is feeling pretty good.
Very nice.
Hey, just before we let you go, too, a little internal debate that we had a couple minutes ago. When you give your seasonal forecasts, do you do it based on the months? Like, is it for June, July, August? Or is it for when the actual solstice starts through the equinox? Because I'm the equinox guy.
No, it's what I call meteorological season. So the meteorological season of summer is June, July, and August.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
And then September, October, November would be fall.
Fantastic. Okay. Dave Murray, as always, you've answered every single question we ever had.
Yep.
There we go.
Well, I try.
Show's over, Katie. Let's wrap it up.
I can't solve a lot of your problems. Hey, have a great Father's Day weekend, you guys.
Yeah, thank you. You too as well. Thanks so much, Dave Murray.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.